Here's the message from beyond. It is the five vices, not wealth, that are called Maya. Wealth is called prosperity. Human beings don't even know what Maya is. What does this mean? It means that throughout history, religion and spiritual teachers have often said that wealth is Maya. Maya means illusion, the negative energies. The Bible has been quoted to say, you know, love of money is the root of all evil. Even money is the root of all evil is how it's interpreted. And many religions, they promote poverty. If you're in poverty, then you're better off, and wealthy people are terrible, and money is corrupting, and money is terrible, money is evil. But wealth is prosperity. Wealth is just something different, right? It just is. So you can have wealth in terms of beautiful places to live, wealth and abundance of fruit and vegetables and gold, jewels. Money is a form of currency, right? It can be transferred into cars and systems and all sorts of things, right? So there's prosperity. Wealth is prosperity. Maya is something else. Maya is the five vices. So Maya is anger. Maya is greed, lust, attachment, ego. So wealth is totally different from Maya. Someone could have a huge amount of wealth and have no negativity, and someone else could be completely broke and be extremely negative, right? So wealth is a totally separate topic. If we have ego about our wealth, or if we have anger about our wealth, or we're angry that someone else has more wealth, or we're lusting after wealth, or we're having greed for wealth, then that's a problem. But that's the Maya, that's the vices, that's not the wealth itself. It's a bit like a knife, right? A knife can be used to cut vegetables, can be used to cut fruit, right? It can be used as a tool, it can also be used to kill people, right? Is the knife bad? Even things like opiates, right? Opiates can be used as a narcotic drug that people get highly addicted to and destroys their life. But it can also be extremely useful under certain circumstances in with pain relief or with if nothing else works and people are getting operated on in hospitals and whatever else, morphine, opiates can do the job in a limited context, right? Or let's just put aside whether or not opium is good. This is a different topic, right? But let's just say morphine and opium just exist. It's just sitting there, right? In a cupboard or sitting there in a bag somewhere. It's just sitting there. It's not doing anything. It's how it's used or not used. So wealth is this thing that just exists. You know, we have all kinds of things. We have equipment. We have the internet. We have tools and this and that. There's lots of things in the world. They're just sitting around. How we use them and our attitude towards them is whether we're under the influence of Maya or not. So what this is really telling us is that there is a strong tendency to blame other things or other people or other situations for our own negative feelings, whereas really the issue is internal. So what does this mean practically? It means that wealth is great. Hooray for prosperity. By all means, have as much wealth as you like. And separate out any negativity from the wealth, that this is a separate topic. So if we have money and we become egotistical, it's not because the money made us that, it's because we had ego anyway and it got turned up. So how I like to think about wealth is that wealth is really just an amplifier of what is already going on internally. So if someone is naturally loving and compassionate and giving, they're going to use their wealth in positive ways. They're going to give it to other people. They're going to found charities and do all sorts of things, philanthropy work. If someone's very greedy, very miserly, they'll just be very, very miserly. When if someone's really toxic and evil, they'll use their wealth in a bad way that hurts people. So wealth is neutral. The real issue is Maya, and Maya is the five vices. Lust is a problem. Anger is a problem. Ego is a problem. Greed is a problem. And attachment is a problem. These are our real enemies, not wealth. Lots of love. Many blessings. So let's hear the quote again. It is the five vices, not wealth, that are called Maya. Wealth is called prosperity. Human beings don't even know what Maya is, but now you do.